Nath, as you mentioned before, we've got Mitchy McPherson from Stay Chatty joining us just before 9 o'clock. We do that each and every week, just have a little check-in with him because we're big advocates for mental health. And I thought, because we are, so passionate about mental health, I think it's probably only right that we do chat about it,
yeah.
Or at least me personally, when I am struggling. And I'll be really honest with you, Hobart, at the moment. There's probably three things that I just want to talk about. And I was in a bad way last week, and I'm still not in a great position this morning. On Friday, we had our Hits and Gigs event, and I had to go to the physio in the city. I went to Pilates. My back's been really bad, and my back was so bad I couldn't even get through the Pilates class. And I was on beginner springs.
Oh, what's that? The blues?
Yeah,
you're on the blues.
Depends what you're doing. I was walking through the city, and I walked into the park in the city. You know where Franco Street Eats is. There were some kids doing sick kickflips on some skateboards, and I sat down on a park bench, and I was just crying. I've been honest on this show before, my battles with depression. And look, I see a psychologist, I chat to my GP regularly, I'm on a mental health plan, doing all those things that you need to do. On Friday I was so low, and, I don't know, I just feel like I should talk about it just so there's other people out there who, if you are going through it, you're not alone. Because it just, like, on Friday I just felt so alone. I just felt like, I'm sitting in a park crying by myself, and we're about to do a stand-up comedy show. And I don't want to be. Like, I don't want to be sad, and that's the thing. Like,
well, of course you don't.
You don't choose to. And I looked around, then I beat myself up. I'm thinking, oh, I'm going to be sad. And it's so hard to, like, get up and be Jimmy and Nath at times when, we're chatting to people there. Like, hey, guys, how you going? And internally I'm just like, I am not that at all. I just want to cry right now. So, again, my first thing is for those people that if you are feeling that the same way, you're not alone. I think the other thing too is just a bit of kindness in everyone's day. Like, you don't know what's going on in someone's head. And I think for you and I, Nath, if you listen to this show and you watch our stupid videos that we post online, you'd probably think that you and I were the last people to struggle. And that's why I think it's so important, for me to sit here and just be like, hey, look, I struggle. Like, you think, like, listen, I was in a bad place all last week. I don't know. Maybe you could tell. Maybe Hobart knows. We knew, Jim. We knew you were
now
struggling.
Now pulling the wool over our eyes,
yeah,
buddy.
We knew things weren't great, mate. I could hear you crying during the songs. I wasn't great last. But look, at the same point, my job is to come in every day with you, Nathan, and hopefully put some smiles on people's faces. But yeah, like, you get down, it's, you're not going to be great. And I guess that last thing is, like, it's okay to not be okay. Be kind to people. You don't know what's going on in their head, but make sure you get the help.
Well, mate, as you said, it's important to be talking about these things as frequently as possible, not just when it's happening, but even when it's not happening. And what you're doing is setting a perfect example for people who may be going through and struggling with this exact same thing. So well done to you. And well done for talking about it. It's a tough thing to do.
Oh, look, I don't, I definitely grew up in a world where I wouldn't, I could never imagine myself on radio sitting here going, I was sitting in a park crying by myself on a Friday night. What an absolute loser. That's what literally I would have felt like as a kid. But it's so important now. It's so important to be, have a connection with your emotions, understand what's going on. I guess that brings me to my final point, is make sure you're getting help. Like, Lifeline's number's 13 11 14. 13 11 14. I know we usually do the number at the end of times, but I do want to hammer that home. Like, help is available. And you need to look after yourself, because what I've finally figured out with my own battles with depression is that if you don't look after yourself, you hurt the people you love.
Absolutely.
And I end up hurting you, because you don't know what to do. You look at me and I'm sad, and you're just going, oh, man, what do I do with Jim? It pushes the people you love away. Like, you end up hurting the people that are closest to you because you're not honest with them. And a lot of times that's why I'm doing this as well. That you need to be honest, Hobart. Like, here I am pouring my heart out. I'm being honest. I was struggling. You can be honest too, because if you're not getting the help, then the people around you struggle. Because, mate, how many times have you've no idea what to do with them?
Absolutely, 100%.
On Friday night, you're like, ah.
But I'm well done to you, mate. Well done for bringing it up. Well done for talking about it. And, of course, that number again, 13, 11, 14. You're doing a fantastic job, and I appreciate you bringing it on the show this morning.
Oh, look, thanks. And, again, like, it's, it is dawning that first time that you want to get help and stuff. But get help, because at the end of the day, that protects the people around you. And at the end of the day, yeah, you need to get help. You need to look after yourself, but you don't want to hurt those people, because, like, the people like Nath, all the people around me, I've got so many people that love me, producer Grace, and I'm so lucky to have them in my life. But you need to get help to look after yourself, and you need to get help to look after the people around you.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.